Hello. Many different ways. Conjecture here. Hello.
Barfignugan.
Oh, who?
Welcomin.
Yeah.
Barfignugan is not.
Welcome
hello.
In. Wednesday, the 20th of July is on the air. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie has a cold. I'm always here. You can always count on me being here. And then we pick up the pieces with whoever, whatever straggler we can find around it. Makes for interesting conversation. The good news is
Jennifer even when you're not.
Is here. I have high expectations for you today, Jennifer.
Okay.
High achievement. Good things going on. I guess the good news for those in Minnesota, those of you in Minnesota, you have had a 19-day government shutdown, which I think is good.
In general. How did they get so lucky?
Yeah, right, exactly. Good for you, Minnesota. Why can't it be 190 days? And there are all kinds of jokes about this, but the special session, they had to have a budget deal to end the shutdown. They had to figure out what to cut. And the waste, fraud, and abuse finally getting its day, its due. So that's good news as far as I'm concerned. Hello to those in Minnesota. What do you think? What do you know, Jennifer, about the cut, cap, and balance plan?
The cut, cap, and balance plan, not too much.
No.
To say it.
Okay, do you think the average person your age is interested in the cut, cap, and balance plan? The
sadly, person? They probably know less than I do.
Yeah. Well, because you're associated, you kind of you make your living doing this sort of thing. You're around it on the air, and you're around it at your office. So you not knowing, an astute woman in her 30s is troubling, actually, because there is not just the cut, cap, and balance plan, but the whole discussion, the debate, because as many would tell you, it is for your good. It is for your benefit. It is for the future generation. It's for the children! We're saving the world for our children, or we're spending them into whatever oblivion. Cut, cap, and balance. Cut the budget, cap the spending, and have a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. That's what it's
I'm
about.
I'm for that.
You're for it.
I'm for it.
All right, raise your hand if you're for it. Raise your hand, please. 800-510-8255. It's a very interesting opinion that people have about this plan. And it gets so political that we're not going to talk about it here. I just find it interesting to ask the question and see if people know what you're talking about. It just depends on whether you're tied into this sort of thing or other sorts of things. This is maybe good news. Is it good that the air traffic control folks found a 25-year veteran air traffic controller as the potential problem here was he was the only one on duty and he drank every night. So by the time his shift was over, he was looped.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He was the only one on duty?
He was it, yep.
What airport was that?
Oh, my God.
That's not right. No one should drink alone.
No, that's right. Thank you, Michael. Michael Fortier in the studio in Washington. 800-510-8255. Here's some good news about Bill Gates. How many people like Bill Gates, find Bill Gates stimulating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't he a stimulating guy?
Yeah. He's a stimulating sort of a fellow. He has a new project. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the story behind the story of this, Jennifer. He's decided that he's going to put $42 million of his own money, $42 million of his own money, and he's going to reinvent the toilet. Why does that take $42 million?
What else is he going to do with it?
Well, what else can you do? Any suggestions? 800-510-8255. Now, this is a guy who revolutionized the PC. He wants to revolutionize toilets the same way as he revolutionized personal computers.
Oh, maybe it'll have a cushy seat, and maybe it'll flick up whatever book or magazine you want. You know, you can just put it in, and it'll just whoop. You can read while you're there.
The serious side of this is that hygiene and these sorts of things are big causes of infant mortality in developing countries around the world. They just don't have the same sort of waste disposal that we do here in our country, or the West has, let's put it that way. So the foundation is going to create toilets and build lots and lots and lots and lots of them so they can be used by millions and millions of people around the world. It may seem silly, but when you get right down to brass tacks, he's got the right idea. You know, his foundation spends a lot of money.
The cool thing about Bill Gates is he always wants to make things better.
Yeah.
Instead of just some of the people that are out for pure profit. I mean, I'm sure that's one of his reasons for living is to make a profit, but it's just, it always seems like he's doing something good behind it.
The toilet in and of itself was a landmark. Have you ever been to China? You know they don't have toilets in China unless you go to an American or a Western hotel. They have holes in the floor if you have to do a number two. It is the most disgustingly gross thing I've ever seen in my life. Gross. Gross, gross, gross. But 40% of the world's population doesn't even have access to that kind of a toilet. That's billion people just dump in public. It is. I remember in Africa when I was visiting, I don't remember whether it was Addis Ababa or Nairobi, where I went to there was a camp outside of town where a couple hundred thousand people lived in squalor. They'd cool themselves off by putting their feet in the urine that ran down the street.
Ugh.
I mean, this kind of stuff. You have no idea what kind of stuff goes on in some of these in these areas. And we all know where Kenya is. We've all heard of Addis Ababa. So how is it that the UN or whatever hasn't been able to fix this? Well, we have. The reason I was there is because I went with an aide. You know how we talk about foreign aid? I went with an aid mission. And that has been one of the big things they have done. This is the sort of thing I would support continuing doing.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of money. We've talked about this. How many millions, billions, trillions of dollars are being spent to prop up some of these despots and dictators? That's a waste of money. But giving people access to flush toilets, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, to cleanliness.
Because so many people have no way of getting rid of this horrible stuff.
And that's what kills people over there is dysentery.
It is, right, dysentery and diarrhea.
Yeah.
Number one cause of death. So it is good that Bill Gates has this new project. All those in favor, say aye. Aye! Good for you.
We're two for two today.
We are two for two. Two for two. La 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 la.
Should we celebrate with the soft shoe?
We could do that, or we can celebrate with a few commercials.
All right.
One or the other. I'll take the commercials, you take the soft shoe. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With IBM's Masters of Business Change, I'm Bill Crawford. Buildings represent 42% of our global energy usage. Innovative companies are turning to new technology to make their buildings run smarter. Clay Nessler with Johnson Controls explains.
We're changing the way buildings are built and operated to meet the growing demand for sustainable buildings. Building management systems have always been able to collect lots of data, and integrating data from a variety of technology systems has become increasingly common.
In the hands of an experienced operator, these integrated systems can save energy, reduce operational costs, and improve reliability. Nestler adds,
what is new and exciting is the ability to run advanced analytics on top of this data to identify opportunities for optimization, making it easier for every building to operate at peak performance.
To learn more on smarter buildings, go to johnsoncontrols.com. That's Masters of Business Change from IBM.
Da 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 da.
Hello.
Hey. My God. It's like I'm psychic. I think, and therefore it is.
17, 18.
What are the lottery numbers for
Jennifer,
this weekend?
281 Apple. Story from DougStephan.com today, New Mexico's governor's residence had a visitor over this past weekend. A bear visited the mansion in Santa Fe, searching for something to eat. You know, talking about problems they have in Africa. We got bears in our country that are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
The story from the Albuquerque paper reports that the Department of Game and Fish, why wouldn't it be fish and game? They have to be different in New Mexico. Everybody else calls it fish and game. They call it game and fish. Anyway.
Less fish, more game.
Warning, yes. Danger, danger, Bill Robinson. Residents in Los Alamos saw this bear. Apparently there are a lot of bears wandering around in town. They were displaced by the fire. You know, they've had a lot of problems with fires out there. So the governor, whose name is Susana Martinez, says New Mexicans ought to be proactive in keeping animals away from their homes. Remove pet food or pets. Bird feeders. Secure trash cans. The bear, if the bear will visit the governor's mansion, the bear could get anywhere. Look out.
And that's the bear truth.
It is. The bear necessities of life. I love that. Don't you love that? The bear,
bear necessities
of life will come to you. Necessity number one, fix the problems in government. Susan wants to know if I can explain cap, cut, and balance. Is that the question, Susan?
Well, I don't know for sure if I'm confused, but the way I am,
you're in the right place if you're confused.
I know.
But if I am, please don't confuse me. But when I'm in my brain, I'm thinking, okay, if they raise the debt ceiling $2,000, okay,
yeah,
and they cut $2,000, but yet they're going to turn right around and borrow money to pay down on the debt, how in God's name does that get us out of debt when you're borrowing to pay off debt, you're still in debt?
You want to ask me that question again?
I've often wondered that.
All right, here's the simple. The biggest part about this, or the troubling part, is that what they talk about cutting isn't what they're spending now. It's about future increases in spending. That's the whole scam here.
Future budgets.
It's all future stuff. It isn't what's going on right now. And that's why you're being hoodwinked. But it does sort of curtail the out-of-control spending. It cuts certain areas like moving Medicare and Social Security to 67, that sort of thing, and requires there to be a budget, a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution, which means that every year you can only spend what you take in. That's never been popular because these guys want to keep spending and spending and spending and spending and spending and spending and spending. So hopefully that explains it, Susan. I think you may be on the right path. Just in mind, keep in mind, they're talking about cutting what they may spend, not what they are spending. That's the big problem. 21 after the hour. We solve problems here on Good Day.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine design our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
All right, head count, Jennifer.
Hi.
Maria.
No, Maria.
No, Maria.
No. I can be Maria if you want to.
Oh, really?
Hi, Doug. I just got back from jogging 7 miles. I've had my sports shake already this morning. I've made all the kids their lunch, and I made $300,000 in the last few hours.
Perfect.
I'm Maria Bailey. Perfect.
I'm Talk Radio.
I'm perfect. Right. I watch Ford abs. Can you see them?
You're lean, and you're mean, and you're not too far between either, a bit, are you? Huh?
Come join us. Doug Steffens, good day.
Here's quite an honor. Los Angeles has named a high school after former Vice President Al Gore. I believe the school is called Al Gore High School. Huh? You thought your kid was falling asleep in class before. Oh, my God. In fact, you know what the school mascot is? It's a polar bear and a melting iceberg. We got a polar bear and an iceberg. And a Florida man recovering from minor injuries after colliding with a 300-pound black bear while riding his bicycle. Boom, right into a black bear. Turns out it was not his fault. The bear was texting.
That's pretty funny. 25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're talking about bears. You know, I could be crude here. I was just thinking about bears and the woods and all of the problems with not having toilets.
With toilets, yeah. Right. If a bear humps in a wood, would you know?
There it is. Yeah. Yes, would you know that? We have a lot of monster news today. At DougSteffen.com, there appears to be a problem not only with the bears in New Mexico, but with sea creatures off the coast of Alaska. Gasp! 800-510-8255. There's no... actually, there are apparently some pictures of this 30-foot-long creature. Fishermen say that they have a marine creature mystery off the coast of Alaska. And this is apparently video footage taken on a rainy day with a shaky camera, which makes it a little difficult. The people up there call it the Alaska dwelling creature. It's Cadborosaurus wilsi, which means reptile or lizard.
Ugh.
Yeah. Centuries. This thing has apparently been up there for centuries. And now they've captured it on tape. And there are tales along with it indicating that it has been. This sort of reminds me of the... there's a picture of an alligator or a crocodile or something that is right next to a boat. And I don't think it was... They didn't catch the alligator. It just jumped up on the side of the boat. It's the biggest alligator I ever saw in my life.
Now, is it because Sarah Palin's traveling? She hasn't been up there with her gun?
I don't know. Maybe that's the problem.
Catch him.
Yeah. Is this the kind of stuff they do on that TV show, Deadliest Catch? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you watch that show? They get these sorts of things?
I've seen it. They're the people that go after crabs and all the like lobster, things that are hard to catch.
Yeah. No, they aren't hard to catch. You got a big net.
Certain crabs are.
Are they? Yeah. Trying to catch certain kinds of crabs, yeah.
But, you know, the ones that are expensive ones, they have to go after those only certain times of year, and it's freezing cold, and it's like the perfect storm.
Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time for our 2020 news quiz, or perhaps history quiz. I'm going to make this purposely vague to see how many people are paying attention to what has happened on this day historically. This happened before you were alive. I will give you that much of a hint, Jennifer, and you can't answer the question anyway. For all the marbles, or at least the Doug Steffen Prize, 800-510-8255, something extraordinarily significant to the history of the world occurred on this date before Jennifer was born, but it was in my lifetime, and I'm guessing at least half of you are Jennifer's age and half of you are my age. So the half that's my age is going to remember this, hopefully. Half that's Jennifer's age know the story. They just don't remember when it took place. They are not firmly, they're not firmly wrapped around this event. But I'm not going to give you any more of a hint than that. 800, because it's actually, if I give you any more info, it becomes too easy. I just want to see if you're alert and tuned in to what's going on today and what was going on this day a number of years ago. All right. I will say it was, let's see, how can I, between 4 and 5 decades ago, this particular
that
event
it down.
Took
okay.
place on this day. 800-510-8255. And I say this with conviction, and I promise you that really and truly, this was at the time and may still be the most unifying experience the world has ever, ever had. What took place on this date in history in terms of decades ago? 800-510-8255. That's the question. Your job is to answer it. 29 after the hour on Good Day.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I'm looking at some of the headlines today, Jennifer, as I often do. The death squads in Syria, Libya, and the U.S. hold talks. We're not involved in the war, though, but we are talking to the Libyan government. That's kind of a ruse, isn't it, huh? Hackers attack News Corporation papers.
Mm-hmm.
The site Lulzsec, L-U-L-Z-S-E-C. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
L-U-L-Z-S-E-C. They had shut down the sites at The Sun, the Times of London, and News International because they decided turnaround was fair play. Was the scandal everybody knows about, Rupert Murdoch's company involved in all kinds of illegal activity for years and years and years and years, mm-hmm. culminating yesterday with his... being attacked. Somebody had a plate full of shaving cream during a...
My favorite was his wife, though. I don't know if you saw it.
Wendy Deng is her name.
She stood up and knocked that guy in the head. I mean, yeah. It was instinctual, which made me feel a little bit better about their marriage, I think.
Yeah, really? She's half his age. You don't think she signed on to get her piece of the action when
he croaks?
I'm
sure she's getting
croaks.
A piece of the shaving cream pie, but... Yeah.
There were big arguments.
At least she protected him.
Well, yeah, that's okay. There were big arguments when she first got married to him. The children didn't talk. His son's daughter didn't talk to him for months, I guess a couple of years, one of them, because it was pretty obvious to them that she wanted into the family just so she could get her piece of the action, piece of the pie, if you will. And they had a child together, and there was some... one of them, I think it was Lyle. Is that his name? Lyle McLaughlin? Lyle Murdoch? McLaughlin.
Oh,
one of the sons, anyway.
Yeah.
Said, you know what? This is so obvious. I'm going to go off and do my own thing. You do your thing. Well, he's since come back into the fold. How'd you like to be bought, literally bought into that family? Not only does she, Wendy, want a piece of the pie, the daughter, apparently the smartest of the children, is the daughter who started this company and just sold it to her father for $600 million. Mm-hmm. This is a publicly, a publicly traded company. Well, I like my daughter's company. I'm buying it for $600 million.
Exactly. Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, there are a lot of things to go on. I have asked earlier for those, this is not a, has nothing to do with political statement. I laugh out loud when I hear the Fox newscast, and this may annoy some people. I don't care whether it annoys you or doesn't annoy you. When they say fair and balanced, it's a joke. Roger Ailes, who's a brilliant strategist, comes up with that stuff knowing full well that they are neither of those two things.
They could say we balance out.
Whatever. But
kind
of
close.
But one wonders whether listening to all this stuff affects what you think of, whether it's what you see on Fox or what you hear on the Fox News broadcast. Just a question, that's all. Not any agenda assumed by it. 800-510-8255. You dial that number now, you wouldn't get through because we have a dozen or so people who want to answer my question. I asked earlier on, if you're just joining us, what event took place in the history of our country on this day that changed everything, changed the game for everybody, and brought the world to a focus that it hasn't seen since. Never before and never since has there been such a positive, wonderful event that brought us all together. Now, General, I'm going to let you pick. We have callers from Melbourne, Florida, Russellville, Arkansas, Port Charlotte, Homer Glen, Enid, Oklahoma, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Moreno, California, and Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Where would you like me to go?
Let's go to Homer Glen. I like that.
Homer Glen, Illinois. Yeah. Kay, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Say hi to Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. I picked you. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
All right. So, Kay, what were you doing on this day in 1969?
I was at school.
You were in school. As what level, what grade were you in 1969?
Let's see. I was 9 at the time, so 4th grade.
All right, so what were you doing during the course of the... Well, actually, this event didn't take place till nighttime, so you probably... Did you talk about it in school that day?
We were, yes. In anticipation, and the next day, I believe they showed the news clip on at school.
Right. You have the audio, Michael, do you not, from the event that took place on July 20th, 1969?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
All right, which one of the astronauts, Kay, spoke those words?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong was the pilot of the lunar spacecraft. Do you remember the name of the spacecraft?
Oh, geez.
What did they say? That's all right. No, it's okay. You're still the winner. Don't go away. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Just don't get carried away. How about I'm going to talk to Lee. Lee, what was the name of the spacecraft?
I'm thinking Apollo.
Apollo. No, not quite. That was good. Well, it wasn't a good guess. It was a bad guess.
It was a try. At least it was a space
try,
shuttle.
Right.
It wasn't.
Yeah, right.
You know.
No, well, this isn't the shuttle. Hey, Mark. Mark's in Eau Claire. Yeah. Mark.
Hello, Doug.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Just going to work.
Good. What do you do for work?
I work in a computer. We make the hard drives for computers.
Oh, do you? For all kinds of computers or a particular brand?
Well, it's actually not a brand. It's actually the reader head for the computer. We supply a bunch of different ones.
Oh. So are you smart?
That's where Doug just departed from the conversation.
Right. Are you smart, Mark?
I think so.
Really? Okay, good. It's always good to think well of yourself, I think. All right. By the way, say hi to my friend Marty Green the next time you see him on the streets of Eau Claire. He oftentimes gets lost. He wanders around, you know, looking for something to do. So tell him I said hi. All right, so what's the name of the lunar spacecraft?
The Eagle has landed.
The Eagle has landed. The first footsteps on the surface of the moon. Do you remember what time it was specifically?
Oh, boy.
Right, so
I can't remember exactly, because I used to have a model of them coming off the ladder.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. All right, hold on a second. I'll ask somebody else. Don't go away. All right, give something to Kay and to Mark, Michael, will you please? Here's a Jay in Moreno, California. Hi, Jay. Welcome to Good Day.
How you doing?
Well, how about you?
I'm doing good.
All right, so now we're getting down to the brass tacks here. Do you remember what time of day it was? I said it was night. Do you remember the time at night?
I would not know. I wasn't born yet.
Weren't you? Oh, all right. Well, that's even better that you knew that it was today. You can get to the minutia of all this stuff. I'm just looking at some video myself. And I was going to ask whether he turned to his left or his right.
Oh, that's tricky.
Which foot hit first?
Yeah. Do you know which
right
foot?
Right foot.
No.
Oh.
No, it was his left.
It was the right foot, I would say.
No, it was his left foot. His right. He didn't do it the way everybody expected him to. Most everybody jumps down on their right. He did it on his left. If you watch it, it almost looks awkward, actually. All right, so the first words after the eagle had landed, Houston, what was the next thing they said? Do you know, Jay?
One small...
No, we got that already. This is after they say that.
I would not know.
All right. Hold on. Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to know everything. Did he know anything, though, Jennifer? Should I give
him
a prize?
Okay, he sounds like my age. So, you know, we weren't there. We had
Tim,
to read about it.
Yes.
What was the, after the word Houston came out of his mouth, what was the next thing that he said?
The next thing that he said?
Yeah. After he, this is actually before, this
well,
is actually before, right, exactly, Eagle, Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed, and that was the beginning of the drama, and none of us
I thought he took out a golf ball and hit it.
Yeah. There are all kinds of memorabilia. There's
actually,
of
that,
go
that
ahead,
was
Tim.
My 18th birthday.
Was it?
Yeah, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't
do the math.
All right, so we're going to give you a birthday present. How's that for a deal?
Excellent.
All right, hold on a second. All right, how much more of this can I milk out of everybody who's here? Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Very well.
That's good.
All I can tell you is my dad started working there in 1959, and I started working there in 1981. I was sitting there on April 12th when the first shuttle took off.
So you work at the Kennedy Space Center?
Kennedy Space Center. My father showed me the building that he sat on, and he watched Alan Shepard go into space. And what was it, 59?
And all right. If I mention Jay Honeycutt's name, do you know who I'm talking about?
I only recognize the name.
Ask your dad.
I would love to. I can't anymore.
I'm sorry.
Oh. That's okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. Jay Honeycutt was the guy who picked all of the first astronauts. That was his first job for NASA. And then he became the director of the shuttle program. And then for 3.5 years, he ran Cape Kennedy. He ran the Space Center and the whole program. And he was, it's interesting. I tried to find him. He and I have been friends for years. Matter of fact, sitting right behind me, if we had our camera working properly, right behind me is a picture of a landing of the space shuttle that he gave me. And on the other side is a picture of one of the launches that I saw when I was down there. He had me down there for 4 different launches. Amazing. Just the whole thing is amazing. I get goosebumps when I think about it because it's so unifying. It's so sickening to have this program fall apart on the day. Atlantis lands either today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. My brother's still there, and I think he may be the one to slap the padlock on the gate as he goes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You must have some great stories.
Oh, it was an incredible place to grow up.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
I bet.
Yeah,
so what do
right
you do? What do you do for work now, Jim?
I'm actually a worship leader in a church.
Are you? Wow, that's interesting. That's a change of life then, isn't it, huh?
Yes, well, I did it all the time I was working out there. Now I just do it full time.
You did, yeah. I met somebody, Richie's dad. You heard me talking about Rich McFadden's father passing away last week, and I went to the service last Friday, and I sat with the two pastors. One of the fellows is a neighbor of Richie's. The other one is a pastor of a growing church. And it was interesting. I'm not a big believer in religion, but I am a big believer in faith. And these two guys had the right attitude about helping people and getting things going. It's just very interesting how some of these communities are growing as fast as they are. Kind of, as I listen to you, you're at the helm of what is, I'm going to guess, a non-denominational. You are, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. I think that's where a lot of people are going because it's kind of like religion is like politics. We get nothing good out of the Democrats and the Republicans, but there's something to be had if we're doing politics right. Same thing, I think, I'm coming to the conclusion in religion. I'm not sure that I like all the fighting that's gone on between the various big religions, the Catholics and the Jews and the everybody wants to fight. Their religion is better. These non-denominational churches that are growing everywhere seem to have the right idea.
Well, our pastor will always say, I won't tell you who to vote for. He says, I just tell you to vote the Bible.
Yeah.
Vote what you believe.
That's interesting. I have to remember that. Good. All right. So everybody gets a prize. Jim, thanks for your call. Good luck to you and your family. Nice to hear from you. We will all be thinking about Atlantis when it comes down. And we will think about the memorabilia. And we will think about all the things the space program is, has been, and needs to be. It is very troubling to me. You can hear it in my voice.
Yeah, it's awful. I'm sad about it.
Well, it's ridiculous. We have one good thing that stands for all kinds of developmental progress in our country, and we are that stupid that we let these guys chop it up. It started with Bush, and Obama continues it. It's a disgrace. It really is. It's an absolute disgrace that this thing has been dismantled the way that it is. Now I've got heartburn. We got Dr. Ken here in a minute, Michael, right? I think we'll squeeze that in just a matter of moments. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico's help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, will talk about baby aspirin. There's a lot of information coming out of this Alzheimer's meeting this weekend, and we ought to touch base on a few of them. First, though, I want to differentiate. We have a couple of different products that we are talking about. One of them is aimed at curing problems. The other one is aimed at preventing problems. They are not related. They don't come from the same store. But it's just interesting how people have come to you, Ken, and said, yeah, I want you to tell the story. AlloCure is about helping people both internally and externally. I think that's what's marvelous about AlloCure. You can ingest it or you can put it on your body, right?
AlloCure, it's an all-natural solution, Doug, that calms stomach acid and allows your body to heal itself. It's the number one base supplement for balancing stomach acid.
All right. So when you hear Dr. Ken talk about AlloCure, you may try. There's a special offer for people that are listening to us right now. I think if you call this number, you'll be happy you did. 855-879-2873. That's 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. ALOECURE 855-879-2873. Help yourself cure what ails you. That's what AlloCure is all about. And prevention, the business about getting the Natron Healthy Trinity, what that prevents, the brilliant probiotics, it's two very different things, but yet people might say, oh, okay, one is as good as the other. No, one is for one thing. Probiotics are to prevent you from having stomach problems, right?
Well, and also to rev up your immune system, Natron. It's the leading manufacturer of probiotics worldwide, Doug. It's internationally recognized for its pioneering work and research. It produces the finest quality probiotics for these beneficial bacteria. The product's even delivered straight from our manufacturing plant in Southern California to your door, and it's packed in ice, and it's handled just like plasma.
Yeah, it's very well handled. 888-9-NATRON is the way to order this. 888-962-8736. All right, so quickly, the Alzheimer's report. A lot of things this week from the Alzheimer's Association.
Well, if your mom has Alzheimer's, you may be at high risk. And also, baby aspirin, it may help improve the thinking skills of women over the age of 70.
Take a baby aspirin, Roberta.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Technology Taylor music?
It can be.
Yeah.
Do you want to hold hands with him, Ducky?
Perfect. Holding hands with Alex. All right, we have a couple of things here. Alex's mailbag with some questions that were asked of him. The Technology Taylor is Alex Goldfain. One of the things, though, he has been thinking about this week, the printer that we have. I use a printer. Jennifer, you use a printer. We use a printer at our office. Did you know that you ought to consider ditching said printer? I got two of them, in fact, here. So now I'm going to find it from Alex.
You're a double offender.
Well, I think I know what he's talking about. I have an iPad, and you can, for example, get most of the things I use them for a lot of different stories and information, things I want to pursue. But also for boarding passes. You know, I watch these guys with their iPhone. They go up to the thing and they show the gate
agent. Yeah, you show your phone.
It's your phone. What a bizarre reality. It really is. It's bizarre. Mondo bizarro. Anyway, our technology tailor, Alex Goldfain, will tell you why you ought to ditch that printer in a moment here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Very interesting piece in the New York Times last week about ditching your printer. The writer, Sam Grobart, begins by pointing out that while printers may cost $50 these days, the ink and toner prices may run 10 times that amount over the life of the printer. So, what to do? First, the piece says, go cold turkey. Lose your home printer. This may be hard, but it's entirely possible. How do you compensate? Create PDFs. Instead of printing an online purchase receipt, for example, just save it as a PDF and file it away in your computer. The latest web browsers and even Microsoft Word now lets you save pages as PDFs instead of printing them. Next, if you have a tablet device, get one of the many available signature apps that let you sign a PDF document with your finger instead of printing it, signing with a pen, and then scanning the document. An online service called HelloFax lets you store a digital image image of your signature and simply drop it into documents as needed. That's HelloFax.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, some other things going on in the world of technology, Jennifer. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express have made a deal that will allow its customers, if they have ISIS, to make mobile phone payments. I don't know that I know what ISIS is. Richie and I were talking about this the other day. I don't remember. I carried away from the conversation. What's ISIS?
ISIS.
Anybody know?
I think it's a type of operating system.
Is it an operating system?
Yeah.
Michael,
like
do you know? ISIS.
No.
Somebody who knows ought to call us at 800-510-8255 so we don't continue to sound foolish.
I like it. That's my best part.
Exactly. Okay. Dear Alex, I have just been notified that Quicken 2007 for Mac will not run on Apple's new Lion operating system. I don't wish to use the new Quicken Essentials for Mac program, which has fewer features. What are the alternatives? Alex says there are other full-featured finance programs for the Mac whose makers say that they will work with Lion. Is it Leon, L-I-O-N, or Lion?
Lion.
And can import your data from Quicken. Is this all, like, really technical?
ISIS, by the way, is the mobile payments venture by AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm very impressed with that.
What
I'm impressed with, actually, is the technical knowledge that the average person has. I'm even further ahead than I would have thought I would have been under this stuff. I can listen to a tractor or a truck and tell you what's wrong with it. I don't know that I can tell you how to fix any piece of farm equipment. I can listen to it or any piece of heavy equipment for the most part. I grew up around trucks and tractors and buses and stuff. So I can listen to it. I can tell you what's wrong. May not be able to fix it, but I can tell you what's wrong. I cannot get to that degree of sophistication when it comes to this sort of technology. It's just a different
group. No, but you need to be commended because you're doing well. You're keeping
up
with
the track. I find it intriguing if people just let me go at my own speed. That's kind of what I'm doing. And it's working thus far. As you can tell, I can still read the clock. It says 59 past the hour on Good Day.